Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine having to live near something that does this.
My eyes were burning so much, I just wanted to keep them closed. My face got red, like there was a reaction, a skin reaction happening, and it was hot to the touch. And in the morning when I was getting ready, doing my morning routine, I blew my nose and it started bleeding.
It's October 15th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, a shooting shuts down all seven Santa Monica College campuses. An effort to save a deer in the Hollywood Hill.
And she's standing there as if wanting to receive, a carrot, like her peers, like her friends, and she just can't. She can't eat anything.
And a recent incident made us wonder, what can and can't you wear on a plane?
Watch your cleavage, excuse the butt crack, and you might actually stay on the plane.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The Chiquita Canyon landfill near Castaic. It is not the normal complaint about a landfill. It is not just the smell. People have said for more than a year what is going on there is completely toxic.
Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo got a firsthand taste of what residents in Valverde go through in breathing the air near the landfill during a 12-hour stay in a home adjoining the site. It began with headaches and burning eyes and sore throat and got progressively worse.
My eyes were burning so much I just wanted to keep them closed. And at one point, my face got red, like there was a reaction, a skin reaction happening, and it was hot to the touch, and you can see it a little bit even in the video. And in the morning when I was getting ready, doing my morning routine, I blew my nose and it started bleeding. I haven't had a nosebleed and I can't even remember.
Schiavo says a group of lawmakers are putting the issue in front of Governor Newsom for a second time.
That is why Congressman Garcia and myself and 15 of our Assembly and Senate colleagues here in the state legislature have sent a second letter to Governor Newsom calling for the state to declare a state of emergency.
Residents are also pressing Supervisor Catherine Barger's office for a concurrent emergency declaration, which may speed up aid or relief to residents.
Pete Demetrio says it's not clear yet what the governor is going to do about it. All seven campuses of the Santa Monica College system were closed on Tuesday after a shooting there left an employee in bad shape. The college police chief says the suspect is still out there. John Baird is out there covering it.
Authorities have not said whether the victim who was shot, who we believe was a custodian, was targeted, or whether the suspect was an employee or ex-employee. The college police chief, in an email, simply called it an act of workplace violence. It happened just before 10 o'clock last night. Those who live and work in the neighborhood seem stunned by the shooting. Turns out, workplace violence.
Oh, really? No way. Mm-hmm. You don't expect in your own neighborhood. No, that's shocking.
Or your own work, you ever think
exactly
about that?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I expect going to work.
The chief said the Santa Monica Police Department is leading the investigation and that the Santa Monica College campuses, all of them, will be closed today to prioritize the safety and well-being of the community. They're asking anyone who knows anything about the case to call authorities.
A renowned photojournalist was allegedly killed by his own son near Mount Baldy over the weekend. Post on social media from an international photo agency ID him as Paul Lowe, calling him a courageous and beloved comrade and a deeply devoted father and husband. Lowe had photographed the fall of the Berlin Wall, scenes from the war in Bosnia. LA County deputies responded to a call on Mount Baldy Road on Saturday, found the man with chest trauma, was pronounced dead there. About a mile away, a man who we later learned was Lowe's son had crashed his car while driving away. He's now arrested on suspicion of murder. That is what a 7.0 earthquake sounds like, at least one produced by an earthquake simulator. The Great California Shakeout Tour is in L.A. today, showing off what it might feel like to experience a quake that strong. Here's one guy who took a ride on the simulator.
Hey, if we were standing there, it would toss us.
Yeah.
It would definitely toss us. The fact that there's not the actual Earth itself moving, which is a different dynamic, but yes, the feeling is very similar, because if I were standing up and not holding on to something, I will be tossed.
This Thursday, millions of people across the state are expected to participate in the annual earthquake drill. 10:17 in the morning is when the shakeout happens. There's a deer out there in the Hollywood Hills. And we all know that deer are herbivores. They do not eat meat. So how did this deer get a bone stuck in its mouth? A lot of people are out there trying to help the deer now, and Emily Valdez is looking around for it, too.
The adult female deer lives near the reservoir. The bone appears to be from a large animal, possibly a leg bone. It is vertically in her mouth to where the socket of the bone is hanging out the front of her mouth. She can't eat, she can't drink, and she's in distress. Kim Rose hikes the area every morning.
This morning, as I came around on my walk, and I saw a crowd of people, probably at least a dozen, standing on the trail side of the fence, and all the deer were within the fence, and they were feeding the deer, and in the herd was the deer with the bone lodged in her mouth. And, oh gosh, it was awful. And she's standing there as if wanting to receive, you know, a carrot, you know, like her peers, like her friends, and she just can't. She can't eat anything.
How the bone ended up in her mouth like that is a big mystery.
They are used to people, but they're still skittish animals. You know, they'll still run away. I don't think you could walk up to a deer, you know, get her in a headlock and shove a bone in her mouth. So I really hope it's something, just a freak accident that happened that can be solved. I really hope that she is safe.
Wildlife biologists are on the scene trying to track the deer so they can tranquilize her and pull the bone out of her mouth.
Another racehorse has died at Los Alamitos, the 14th this year. Two-year-old filly died after winning a race this past Sunday. Spokesperson said after winning the race, Kiss Then Talk was galloping out when she suffered the injury requiring euthanasia. The track has also dealt with an outbreak of an infectious disease. Seven horses with the disease at Los Alamitos have had to be put down since September. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is overseeing that. In total, more than 20 horses now have died at Los Alamitos this year. What can and can't you wear on an airplane? That is coming back up next. When do airlines get to kick you off for what you're wearing? Well, it's really subjective. Apparently, it happened to two women recently dressed in crop tops who got thrown off a Spirit flight out of L.A. to New Orleans. Mike Simpson, Vicki Moore talked about it with our travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
There's only one U.S. airline that actually has a dress code. Everybody else contains very interesting but vague language in their contract of carriage, which just says you cannot wear inappropriate, offensive, lewd, or intimidating clothing, whatever that means. And the only airline that actually has a specific dress code, it's Hawaiian. And you know what they specify? You can wear everything, but you can't wear a bikini and you can't wear a Speedo.
No swimsuits.
That's their dress code.
And I say thank you to that.
Right.
Middle seat
and
next to somebody in a swimsuit.
And all the airlines do have just one rule that they will not violate, and that is you can't be barefoot. Yeah. But other than that, the real problem is it's left to the discretion of the counter agent or the gate agent or the flight crew. And once they make that determination and they say you're inappropriate, whether you think you are or not, if you can't change and cover up, you're off the plane.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they say to somebody, you got to put a sweater over yourself, you have to do it. Pretty much, they're the law up there.
But here's the problem. Most people don't have it to change into in their carry-on bag. They've already checked it. I go back long enough to remember when my parents wouldn't let me fly unless I was dressed up. And so today, you know what? It's watch your cleavage, excuse the butt crack, and make sure you're wearing shoes, and you might actually stay on the plane.
Good advice from Peter Greenberg. And that's the L.A. All right. Watch the cleavage, excuse the butt crack is going to be an all-timer soundbite from the L.A. Local. It's October 15th. Thanks for being here. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Stay connected anytime, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. search for KNX News. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Back tomorrow, I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.